Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performance.
Come on, let's go. KEXP.
Recorded in the shadow of the Space Needle.
Hey, this is Moses.
This is Ingle.
This is Michelle from Japanese Breakfast.
King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Meryl from 2 years.
This is Mac DeMarco.
Hey, this is Courtney Barnett.
KEXP.
All right.
Hello, everyone. This is your host, Troy Nelson, back with another episode of Live on KEXP. On the show this time, it's the intersection of teaching, research, music, and Asian American history with Julian Saporiti's No No Boy.
Can you give the world a twist just by doing the twist?
Julian Saporiti was born in Nashville and grew up around that vibrant music scene. His dad worked on Music Row. He dug the indie rock scene and folk music, and of course, country music is in the air there. He went to Boston, played in a band at Berklee College of Music, got signed, and was off to the races. It didn't stick, though. He changed courses and went back to school, a graduate program in American Studies in Wyoming. He began teaching, which led to seeking a PhD at Brown in Rhode Island. He spoke to KEXP's DJ Morgan about how the No No Boy project started.
Somewhere along the way, somewhere in Wyoming, I got really into Asian America. And I'm obviously a very Asian-presenting person. My mom's Vietnamese, so growing up in Nashville is always kind of weird because, again, like, things have changed. The 80s and the 90s was, like, so different in Nashville. A lot of just, like, outward, like, racist stuff, which wasn't cool. And just suppressing that because you're just around white kids, so you want to try to be as white as possible. And so finally in Wyoming, I found, like, these historical moments that I was coming across when I was just on these rock climbing trips, like up at Heart Mountain and this Japanese internment camp and down to Rock Springs, this horrible Chinese massacre. And I started being really interested in this history and being like, okay, I look like these people. I should learn about this history. And that finally led me into conversations with my own family, these Vietnamese refugees who mostly went to France and, like, my mom to America. And it was just like overwhelming. And I had quit playing music at this point. And it was just all through my master's and my PhD research. And then eventually, sort of like when I was 15, when I started writing songs, I was so overwhelmed by life at that point that the songs just poured out of me. I think most artists can relate to that. You're very inspired when you're a kid, when you first start. And this was kind of like a second inspiration because all this dissertation material, you know, about all these like jazz bands who formed in like these Japanese concentration camps or the rock bands that my mom hung out with in Saigon who were incredible. You know, all these little stories of daily life that filled in like my Asian American experience, which I had never seen in, on TV or in history books. It overwhelmed me. And I was just home with my mom one winter break. And I just started writing all of this research, all these oral histories I'd collected, all these books I'd read. They just became songs. And 1975 is 11 or 12 of them that like is part of this huge 70 plus song project, just kind of detailing all these different diverse, interesting Asian American and immigrant and refugee histories.
No, 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 no.
The band moniker comes from the John Okada novel of the same name about the internment of Japanese Americans set in the aftermath here in Seattle, Washington in 1946. There's also a song of the same name by the Spiders. Julian sings in a rich, deep voice. Maybe a little like Chuck Prophet.
The flyer red musicians needed. So young Yone grabbed the silver mouthpiece. Tracked down a kid who brought a trumpet to Pomona. Mayone headed on a free 2-year lease.
In this session, he is joined by Amelia Halverson on harmonies. He used field recordings from the historical sites and places he visited during his research to create the sonic foundation for these songs. This album is actually chapter 3 of his dissertation. It's available on Smithsonian Folkways Recordings and Bandcamp. we are more than excited to present No No Boy, live on KEXP.
Hi, I'm Julian, and live on KEXP, this is No No Boy. This first song I'm going to do is about my grandma, my Bangwai. It's called Saint Denis. Soft language barrier, the child of an immigrant. Before the banh mi trucks were cool, lunch table embarrassment. But seen with the border guard last night on a continent, what was the view like knowing that you might never come back again? There are so many things I wish I'd have asked of you. Sometimes family trees cut cruel. What did you make of Tennessee in 1988, all covered in snow? The winter my little brother was born, and we carried him up the hill to a home. I wish I had taken French a little more seriously. I remember singing to you when you were dying in Saint-Denis. There are so many things I wish I'd have asked you then. Sometimes songs don't get a nice end. This next one's called Comerica, and it goes precisely like this. Some nights I'm a tourist to my kind. Landscape caught within a frame, a glimpse of another side. Call you in my bed. American painter, pick up your round brush and fill the details in. Be my eyes, be my eyes. Cracked paint, a place enchanted, the colors of your life. Sunsets playing on the temple, and you who survived. Be my eyes, be my eyes. Some kids move because their parents take new jobs. Some kids moved cause of napalm. Cracked paint, a place enchanted, the colors of your life. CM repaved in gold and umber, and palm trees climb so high. Sunsets playing on the temple, and you, you who survive. Be my eyes, Father, oh, be my eyes. Be my eyes, Father, oh, be my eyes. Be my eyes, Father, oh, be my eyes. when you wanted to marry mom. Be my eyes, Father, oh, be my eyes. Be my eyes, Father, oh, be my eyes. A little rust on the rock and roll, but made it happen.
You just heard No No Boy with the songs San Denis or Bangkok from a hotel balcony and Comerica.
Live on KXP.
Now here's more of our live session with No No Boy.
This next tune is called Hop a Book Club. In praise of Japanese breakfast, Nina and Lu Ling, maybe some new additions for your bookshelf.
Said you're working on a memoir about Korean food, and I told you about those writer friends I knew from Laramie. What did you think of Lu Ling's piece? Wild, wild ease. In a booth in the low Anthem studio above the old Columbus Theater, before your gig in mid-December, where we spoke of Raymond Carver in our half-white halvesy faces, in places like Oregon, forever floating in between. Friend, you're just as scratched as me. You traded songs with Eskimo. I thought of Sean teaching Eskimos on an island in Alaska, which will be gone before we know. You texted your address so I could send you Nina's book, but it's winter break and I've been traveling. I'll send it off tomorrow. Cowboys and East Indians, and I fondly recounted climbing up on rice bags in Lily's parents' grocery, Nashville 93. The meaning of rice, sister, you understand. You know, I thought about your mother when I listen to your album and look down at the cover. Heaven is a thing, I think. How happy she must be.
We're going to carry on with a song called Little Saigon.
I heard about a place called Little Saigon, where where everybody's got my face, so mine won't have to grow so long. Palm trees, a terrace seat, a cafe where I belong. Oh, I think I'd like to go to this place, Little Saigon. One day I'm gonna go to a place called Little Saigon. Buy shoes in a little shop and silk from Vietnam. Take lessons on the danpo and play an old folk song. Oh, I think I'd like to go to this place, Little Saigon. Saigon, maman, mais je serai content longtemps. Oh, un jour, je voudrais aller à Little Saigon. One day, I'm gonna go to a place called Little Saigon. Listen to the CBC band loud with my headphones on. Walk around the Indo Mall where the language sounds like song. Oh, un jour, je voudrais aller à Little Saigon. Oh, un jour, je voudrais aller à Little Saigon.
Let's see what we got. Well, we're going to close this set with a song that everybody should know.
Born down in a dead man's town, the first kick I caught was when I hit the ground. Like a dog that's been beat too much till you spend half your life just covering up. Born in the USA, I was born in the USA, I was born.
Born in the USA,
I was born. Town jam, so they put a rifle in my hand, sent me off to a foreign land to go and kill the yellow man. Born in the USA, I was born. Born in the USA, I was born.
Born in the USA,
I was born. I had a brother at K-Song. off than Viet Cong. They're still there and he's all gone. He had a woman he loved in Saigon. I got a picture of him in her arms now. I was born in the USA. I was born,
born in the USA.
Oh, I'm a long gone daddy in the USA. Born in the USA. I was born,
born
in the USA. I was born,
born
in the USA. I'm a cool rocking daddy in the USA.
And that was our live session with No No Boy. You heard the songs Hoppa Book Club in praise of Japanese breakfast, Nina and Luling, Little Saigon, and Born in the USA. We'd like to thank the band for virtually stopping by. Shout out to our partner station, WOOL, Wool 91.5. Ah, yes, Black Sheep Radio in Bellows Fall, Vermont, broadcasting during the pandemic. As always, be sure to check out the video of this session. You can find that and all of our featured sessions at youtube.com/KEXP. Thank you for listening, everybody. For my producers, Jackson Long and Julian Martlew, I'm Troy Nelson, and we will see you next week. This is Live on KEXP.
Live on KEXP is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.